Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, Kelly, it's a curious Tuesday. I'm excited. We're in studio. We're ready to rock and roll. And we have an amazing guest today, Sandy Pasternish. She is a wife, a mother, a wellness advocate, a business owner. She is the owner of Healthy Life Coaching, as well as Rooted Holistic Health and Wellness. Let's go.
You got to say that right, because I've interviewed Sandy before and I slaughtered her last name and I slaughtered her business name. So, Brian, you rock, man. I totally appreciate it. Hey, I want to let everybody know, like, we decided about a minute and a half ago to do StreamYard and go Facebook Live. So please, 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 if you're watching this, just join the flow and have some fun. And this is going to be a fun one. And Sandy, I'm so glad you're learning to surf with us today. Hi.
You're surfing.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being in here today. Okay. So, and you guys, so normally Brian and I go shorthand with, because Brian's on the East Coast and I'm in studio in Minneapolis, and we normally go shorthand with our timed segments. And we actually have an official clock today. So it's just a really big day at the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show.
We've really stepped up. I mean, this is feeling more and more legitimate by the second.
And we're on Facebook Live and we're already getting comments. And I just want to put a call out. Oh, wait a sec. I even have a Edge Magazine in studio today, which I normally don't.
Look at that.
We have Jenny Davis, let's go like this, Enchanted Boutique. She's on Facebook Live with us today, you guys. They have an event on May 14th. You got to check out. Okay, Sandy. Oh, I have squirrel moments like here and there and everywhere, but I'm just so excited to talk with you. Okay, Sandy, you're allowed to talk now.
I was going to say, I have an oil for that, Kelly.
You have an oil for that, but wait a sec. Hold on. Like, while I'm doing this, like, as we're, like, going to Edge Magazine, we have Sandy and Rooted. You guys are going to find out. Oop, there we go. Sorry. Like, left is right and right is left.
There she is.
There's just so many magical things that Sandy's doing. I'm just so excited. I'm just, like, percolating. Oh, our clock just said 12 minutes and 52 seconds. That might be Brett letting us know that I'm rambling on. Oh, it's not? Okay, cool. Okay, Sandy, we'll try this again. Hello, and welcome to our beautiful show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly. I'm excited to share.
Okay, so what are you curious about?
Well, I am curious about what others are using personally out there, if they wouldn't mind chatting in, what they're using today for either sleep or healthier emotional state of mind and mindset. So I'm excited to hear what others out there are using, because I know what I use.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have had quite a journey. So you are absolutely in the health and wellness arena. And then you also have Rooted. And they complement together and they go together, but they're also very, very individualized, I would say, stepsisters that play together on many different bases. To get there, to get into oils, to get into natural health, you must have had some craziness going on in your life to get you here. And I just have this feeling of Western medicine and a lot of different not procedures, but advice and protocols and things that you followed that you felt that was really important and that you did it, but you still weren't getting that overall wellness that you are now. And then you've turned into different tips and tricks and tools. And this is really in Brian's world. And I'm so excited to have you guys talking together because it's fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about your journey up until now.
Absolutely. 20 years ago, I was on a head-on car accident. And the impact through a car into the boulevard. And so we had double head on. And literally like seconds, my life changed. And when I came to, I literally thought I had died, because guess what? There was trees in front of me, because wrapped it around the tree. And so my journey began with 9 prescriptions, acupuncture, massage therapy, as many pain injections that they would give me, and chiropractor 4 days a week. I journeyed that until 9 years ago. And I went in and I was going every 6 months for liver and kidney test. As you know, with 9 prescriptions, that puts you on a whole different realm as far as your major organs. And the doctor said, well, I was hoping for a good report, of course. He said, we need to put you on 2 more meds. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to go in double digits, because for me, that was folks that were in the nursing home, surely not a 57-year-old at the time. And so I went home and I eagerly started digging into natural solutions. And keep in mind, I said I was 57 at the time, 9 years ago. I knew nothing about oils whatsoever. I was born and raised on a farm. My dad did oils on the equipment, and my mom did, and I did a lot of cooking for 10 of us in the house. Nothing about essential oils. So I started digging, and there was a proprietary blend, and I am now med-free, and I haven't felt this good in about 40 years, but I do a lot of supplements and natural solutions for better health and wellness, and it has been an amazing journey the last 9 years.
Okay, so 9 years ago, you started to explore oils, and tell the audience about oils, because oils are all over the place. You can even get them in gas stations now. I know. And you can, I know I just felt you cringe. And they're not oil, not every oil is the same. Like, not every supplement's the same. I mean, not every food's the same. Like, we could just go and ramble on about that. Yeah, I'm rambling again. How did you start? Like, what got you curious about it? Did you see someone with some lavender oil in a diffuser and you're like, wow, that smells good? Did you use some peppermint and put it around and just go, oh, that feels great, I want to dive deeper? Like, where did you start with the oils? And then, because to be aligned with doTERRA, and I know doTERRA is an industry leader, you didn't just jump into that. So how was that? Because I think there might be a lot of people that might be listening that they'd see it at the grocery store, or they've heard about peppermint or lavender or eucalyptus or orange, and they're curious about it, but they don't know. They all look the same, and some might be $4 and some might be $200. And why would you pay $200 when you could get the $4 stuff and it almost smells the same?
Sure. Well, when I went home 9 years ago and was looking for a benefit to help a side effect that I was having from the 9 prescriptions, believe it or not, they wanted to put me on 2 more meds for those side effects. The one that it says Whisper Essential Oil. I knew nothing about it, as I shared, but Whisper Essential Oil is one of doTERRA's proprietary blends. It's got about 9 oils in it. And
okay, so what's a proprietary blend? Is that something like a special mix?
A special blend of 9 oils that doTERRA put together.
Okay.
It is one of the women's monthly blends. It is absolutely amazing. And so I started to use it. I first had to reach out because I couldn't find it anywhere. And I reached out to a company of about 50-something employees. And sure enough, somebody said, that's a doTERRA essential oil. So I got my hands on some, and I got some great benefits. And so I'm like, okay, so if that helped with this side effect, I've got one more that I can help with. And so I start going off of them. I'm not going to advise this anybody to do it. I would definitely recommend working with your doctor to do what I did. But I immediately did the next second side effect. And I start researching. There's 53 essential oil companies out there, Kelly. I, at the time, wasn't married to any of them. But what I was looking for was trying to get away from synthetics and using things naturally and making a whole lifestyle change, not just for these 2 side effects. But I was like, my gosh, I probably need to cleanse and I need to do some supplements. And so I started my journey. Last month was 9 years. And as I said, I chose doTERRA today. They just had a birthday last Sunday. They were 14 years old. They're one of the youngest essential oil companies out of 53. We are the world's largest. And that is truly because of sourcing and purity. So I chose when I even diffuse that I want, and I'm sure you can see it right, yep, right back there, that when I'm diffusing something, I know that I'm taking it in my olfactory outlet factory, and it's working on my brain. And I want to make sure that even what I'm diffusing is great and the quality is there and the purity and potency is most important. And personally, I wouldn't even accept as a gift of many of the oils that are on the shelf, because if it's so, folks say, well, you could just diffuse it. I don't want to take that in. I don't want to consume something that my brain may affect my brain. So
what oil are you diffusing today?
Today I have two. Ooh. I have Breathe in there for upper respiratory and Eucalyptus, which has got 1.8 cineal that opens up my airways. And for many, many years, I've had upper respiratory issues, and I'm just sailing away today with those two oils.
Wow. So, Sandy, it sounds like you had there was a major impetus for you to seek some answers that you didn't have yet. Your life was literally on the line. But I wonder, you know, you mentioned in your recovery from that accident that you actually were seeing massage therapists, chiropractors. That's not necessarily true for a lot of people. So what helped bridge you to those types of therapies and modalities? Because most people who get into an accident, their doctor is not going to say, hey, go to a massage therapist or a chiropractor.
You won't believe it, Brian. When it did happen, they wanted, of course, they called the ambulance. And I was like, I'm absolutely fine, because I was in shock. But the next day when I couldn't walk, I did go to the emergency room here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And the doctor said, you have to wait about a week to 10 days before the inflammation, all your swelling goes down. And he advised the chiropractor. So that was starting my journey. And so then I truly wanted to go all natural, because up until that point, I was never on a prescription drug, on none. And that's where I wanted to stay. But I couldn't sleep and I could hardly walk. And I was doing really as much as I can on the natural, acupuncture, massage therapy, via prescription from the doctor, to actually go for massage therapy every single week. So I did a wide variety of many of them, both sides.
You had a great ED doctor, by the way. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's very rare. So going even further back, you know, you mentioned before this, you were never on prescription drugs. Is that something you got from your parents or some significant influence in your life? Or did you find that naturally? Why were you in that world already?
I was born and raised on a farm, like I said, Brian, and I think we took and did everything. We grew our own garden. We had our own cattle. We canned all of our fruits and vegetables. And so I just stayed on that path as long as I could, and probably had hoped to be on that same path today, which I am again, but had a little veer off the road there for a little bit.
So your life's on the line. You take an even more full and comprehensive approach to your own health. What sparked something in you to say, okay, now I want to share this with the world. Now I want to make a living while making a difference. How did that happen?
Very good question. As my family and friends and colleagues and neighbors and church gathers and everywhere I went said, Sandy, what are you doing different? What are you taking, or what method of, like, what are you doing to get where you are today? I can't believe even my attitude, my smile, everything was in. And so I had to share. I kept it a secret even from my husband. I'd go to meetings every single week, but didn't want to give him false hope, because he had lost his wife for many years. I mean, to all these meds and can hardly even walk. So I felt I have to pay it forward. And now I teach about 3 days a week. I'm on the road almost weekly, about 25 shows a year. And absolutely love it and feel I have to pay it forward. And at each show that we go to at Rooted Holistic Healing and Wellness Fairs, if I can touch one life a week, it's a success.
And so as we move into our second segment, would you say that essential oils are your gateway into this world? Is that like the forefront of what you're bringing into people's lives?
That's where I start, other than emotional, well, muscle, I muscle test all of that. So with the supplements, whole food supplements, and a combination of essential oils, that is correct.
That, awesome. You guys, this is going to be fun. We're going to launch into the next segment and talk about the oils and, oh my gosh, toxic stuff in your home, sleeping. Sandy is a wealth of information. We will be back. We are on AM 950. It is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. And we're here with Sandy today and just goodness all around.
Welcome back to Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We are here with Sandy. We just had a great first segment, and we're going to dive right back in. So, Sandy, we've talked a lot about essential oils and your impetus to bring that into your own life, and you just started to share briefly around how you felt compelled to start sharing with others and now develop a business out of your own experience. And give us an idea of really how comprehensive your business is. I know you work a lot with the toxicity in people's homes and just overall health and wellness. So give our audience an idea of how you went from my life's on the line to, oh, I need to start sharing this with others, to this entire business that you now have.
Well, I think as you're diving deeper and deeper into oils and all their capabilities and all of the substitutions that you can make in your life, that's powerful as well.
Thank you. Do you want me to share more about my healthy life coaching or the rooted and how they kind of come together?
Both.
All right. So to take it on the road, we started about 4 years ago, and I was looking, I worked with another entity and was a vendor at her events, and then have since purchased it and broke out definitely on our own. But a way to get in front of a very defined, like-minded group of people, Rooted Holistic Healing and Wellness, we cover, like Kelly said, about 25 venues a year. And it's a great way to go to those people. I don't want to do craft sales and things like that at our Rooted. So I represent doTERRA at the booth, at Healthy Life Coaching, and our booth. And I share. We do an iTivo scan. We do a lot of open communication. I teach every single weekend at our fairs as well. This last past year right now, just finishing up for us in the spring, is how stress, anxiety, and depression impact our sleep. And that's been what I have been focusing most on. My true passion, of course, is removing toxins both inside and outside of you. So let me know where you'd like me to go.
Well, let's talk about toxins. And sorry, I said jump out. I forgot. I can just go like this to our engineer if I have to like cough. So it didn't just like whoop, whoop. Well, actually, I did. So isn't there like, I'm going to get the number wrong, but when you start your day, like 208 chemicals that as a woman, as a man, I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter who what sex you are, that you encounter. You and I have talked about this before, and it's really fascinating from the water that you're having if it's not filtered, to the, if you're shaving your legs, the shaving lotion that you're using, or the shampoo that you're using, or the soap that you're using, and then you get out and you might have an air freshener going in your bathroom, or you might have, then you have your makeup and your hairspray, and you have like all of these different things that we don't even think about. And usually bathrooms are small and you don't have a window open, so there's not a lot of ventilation in it. Tell us a little bit more about, like, as you've been discovering the all the toxins, and then how can we infuse essential oils and replace them rather than a lot of the toxic chemicals that are out there that people use, I think, without even knowing.
Kelly, first of all, it's between 500 and 550.
Sorry.
That's right.
Okay.
And where the different, the gap is there is you're absolutely right. It's skincare, it's hair product that we tend to put on much more than the guys use. And so I want to just share a little bit about, say, Wisconsin, for instance, or Minnesota, or just the whole central upper Wisconsin area. Doesn't matter. U.S. We take a warm shower about 11 or 11 and a half months of the year. The rest we could take a cool one. So we open up our pores, I'm talking about a morning shower. We open up our pores, we're in the warm shower, we start with our shampoo and conditioner. So that shampoo and conditioner that's got a number of toxins in goes all the way down to our toes. And then generally we get done and we put on conditioner. And again, what does that do is we rinse it out all the way to our toes. Then we typically apply either shower gel or bars of soap. And when our pores are wide open now, we're applying that as we're in the shower, both males and females. And then I'm going to take it a step further. Now, I decided I'm going to shave my legs today and my pits. What I did before is I took a bar of soap and I would just lather my armpits and then just think my pores are open. I'm putting those toxins in there and I'm scraping them in, literally scraping them into those areas. The same with my legs. Little did I know all that was in those things so far, just the shampoo and conditioner and bars of soap. And then when I got rinsed off, and again, it's just think, it goes all the way down our body. So we get out of the shower, and one of the very first things I used to do is put moisturizer of some sort on my legs, and then deodorant. I looked at my deodorant that I used for a number of years, and yes, it did have aluminum and all kinds of other things. Paraffins and things that we don't want on our bodies. So if you never use essential oils, and the essential oils are in a number of the products that we're talking about, in doTERRA products that are toxic free, then we use moisturizer on our face, you know, and it just keeps going. And then we put stuff in our hair to make it curly and shiny and things like that. So it's the choice that we have to make, or I'm not saying give any of those things up, but look at, take each bottle every day of what you're using, and make that little time investment as to what's in each of those products. That's before we get to the kitchen, before we start taking things internally. And you're absolutely right. I don't have any aerosol cans in my home. I have a little diffuser on that's in the bathroom, so the guests feel very okay with what's going on in there. And
I'm sorry. Functions. I love that people getting okay with what's going on in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right?
Well,
because otherwise we're looking for that aerosol can.
Oh, right.
That is free, and absolutely, I don't allow it.
And then they're nervous so and sweating.
Find one. Absolutely, they're nervous.
And well, so, and then the towel. Yeah. The towel that, I'm sorry, I'm still in the bathroom. The towel that you're using to dry yourself off after you get out of the shower, if you have fabric softener, or you have something like that, you're taking it like and you're wrapping your body in it after you've showered and you've done all that. I mean, there's just so many layers to it that we just don't even think about.
Our detergent, that is even before Kelly, you know, not even the fabric softeners. That's the most toxic thing in our home, is either dryer sheets or fabric softener. When we think of then when we get out, we put our undergarments on, which are generally clinging to us, especially females. And our clothes tight, but then we go to sleep at night, hopefully 7 to 8 or 7 to 9 hours, that we're resting our head, breathing in the stuff that's on our pillows. The plug-ins have to go, the fabric softeners have to go, the dryer sheets absolutely have to go. Those are some things we can control. There's a lot that we can't on the outside, possibly car exhaust, neighbors putting stuff on the lawn, whatever it might be. But what can we do both internally and externally to help move that? And chronic inflammation is truly one of our killers. It has an impact on probably 10 of our major diseases that are out there. And we are basically purchasing them and applying them, and then we have these side effects later from them.
Okay, Brian, talk about inflammation, man.
So, Sandy, for those people who just heard you speak about all these things, but what they heard was, okay, these things are bad, but could you actually go into some detail around how and why it's important to pay attention to all of these things that a majority of the world just takes for granted, like why do I have to pay attention to the shampoo? I just want it to smell good.
Like, well, what are the smell good is the worst, Brian. That's
right.
That's added another layer.
What are the implications of these products? And why is it so critical for people to pay attention and to replace them?
Some of them that you will see the names, and we actually do an hour-long presentation on just removing toxins from your home and your lifestyle, are big C-causing things that are in these. And we didn't do it in 2022, but we did do it November of 20 going into 21. And we did a little research. They were introducing 1,000 new chemicals in stuff that we don't know in 2021. So like I wanted to say, where are these things? Where can we read them? Though about 73 hand sanitizers went off the market last September. A big spotlight right now is on sunscreen. doTERRA's sunscreen has been delayed just a little, going to be coming out in July. The toxins that are in our sunscreen have done more damage. Basically, where the sun is baking those toxins into our skin and doing more damage than if we didn't even have anything on there. So chronic inflammation is what a lot of these toxins are causing, and a cardiovascular, respiratory, kind of you name it, has been.
Sandy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm glad you brought up the sunscreen piece. What is your, what's your two cents or insight into how something like that happened? Like how did we create a marketplace and a narrative and a belief that if you're not using Banana Boat or sunscreen, you are literally an idiot? Like, you're crazy if you're not lathering that stuff before you go out. How'd that happen?
And multiple times. What's finally happening, and it's not even really the FDA, when I look back at the FDA governing all these kinds of things, they haven't made any great big changes since 1974. 1974, not 20 years ago or 30 years ago. We're talking 40 plus years ago. So there's none, even on the skincare, that's just starting now. When it will be all the stuff that's even on the sunscreen, in the sunscreen and in our skincare is just going to start surfacing. But that's going to take years to either shut down or having the companies clean up those kinds of things. But my job is to make people aware. I can't stop them. All I can do is educate. It's my job is to educate really each and every day.
So without doing any fear mongering, you know, what should people do this summer when it comes to protection from the sun?
I would actually go to PubMed.gov and look up some natural solutions for sun. And I personally, until doTERRA products come out, I've been using one or two companies, but I typically just use lavender to help with the sun, but I am not going to be putting any, and haven't been for about 5 years, putting any toxic chemicals, baking them into my skin.
So when you mentioned lavender, are you saying someone could actually purchase a lavender oil or something like that, and before going to the beach, they would put that on their nose and their ears and their shoulders, and that would actually protect them from the sun?
It's going to help protect their skin. And if they have a burn, the number one for lavender is burns. But I have to share, Brian, there's about close to 90% of all lavender on the market. And you're a good thing you're sitting down, or it probably knock you down. 90% of the lavender on the market today is synthetic, manufactured, no essential oils in it whatsoever. So when I have them smell something that's pure and potent, they're literally like awed that it isn't strong, and they're not getting a headache from it. So again, when you're going to select your lavender, make sure that you're selecting pure. Again, a little nugget on that. If it says 100% pure, if there's one drop of pure oil in there, that bottle could be marked as 100% pure. I personally wouldn't accept that's 100% pure on it, because it's likely that you'll never see that on doTERRAs ever.
Wow. Okay. So as we start to prep for our next segment, you've mentioned the dryer sheets. What if people were going to make 3 to 5 just different transitions, or what is it, like choose this rather than that? What are things that they can do? Just really basic. So say someone is like brand new to oils, but we're talking, they're really kind of curious about what you're saying with the toxins. What are some really easy baby steps for them to start easing into this natural wellness, or just eliminating? Because like, I remember like with dryer sheets, the stuff that my mom used, I'll smell it even now, and I'll just get like this reminiscent and just go, oh my gosh, it just smells so yummy. And you see the commercials and it's just like, oh gosh, it's all chemicals. So get like 3 quick things that people can do.
Absolutely. I would start with detergent and fabric softeners. Look and start in your laundry room, just those 2 items. In the bathroom, shampoo and conditioner. For the guys that don't use conditioner, shampoo. And after that, you can literally use your good shampoo to shave your legs and your armpits for you women out there. And my last would be skincare. Things that are on you all day. And those 3 areas. And then once you make even 1 or 2 of those changes, it will just open your eyes as to how you're feeling. Even though I made all the changes as far as going off of my meds and things like that, I still had an abundance of inflammation. And it truly was all the toxins that I was putting on the outside of my body.
Oh my gosh, you guys, more to come. This is Kelly and Brian Being Curious, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. More to come.
Welcome back to Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We're having so much fun with Sandy. We don't want anyone to be afraid. Don't be scared. There are answers. If Sandy made it, you can too. Right, Sandy? I mean,
absolutely. I'd love to help them get there.
Yes. So let's help everyone get there. So we're really diving into, as we kind of wrapped up our last segment, what are those baby steps? What are those opportunities for people who are listening in today and going, whoa, I have been using Tide. My parents use Tide. I've got generational Tide laundry detergent in my cells and, you know, all
Doesn't
of that.
Tide have a NASCAR car, like big sponsorship? I mean, like, yeah, Tide, like, yeah. I mean, it's just like a thread of culture. And like, it's like that smell that you're like, ooh, it's like home. I'll side note. So when I worked in healthcare, Children's Hospital was going to go away from the Johnson's & Johnson's, the baby, you know, the pink bottle, the baby shampoo, lotion. And they found a product that it was cleaner, it was better, it was less expensive. It was like an overall win for this hospital system. And they were going to save a lot of money. Like, it was just on the bottom line, it looked like it made sense. So they implemented it, they bought it. There was like a revolt, like mothers and nurses and like all these different people were like, we miss that smell. Like a fresh baby is Johnson & Johnson's. It's that baby smell. And it's all chemicals. It was like, it's like horrible. Okay, no offense to Johnson & Johnson. I know I'm on air, but it was just a choice that they made. They wanted to do something different. And it was just, they went back. I mean, it's just so interesting.
Because smells bring back memories, good or bad. And we can think of smells back of growing up, good, whether they are good smells or bad smells, but very emotional. And over the last 2 or 2.5 years, we have held on to that emotional, especially good things in our life more than ever, or grasping for that. So that is why, Kelly.
Yes. So,
well, and companies know that. They've spent billions of dollars on the science to know that. And so, you know, McDonald's knows that Big Mac, it better smell a certain way because it's going to get people in to buy that sandwich over and over and over and do so unconsciously. There's an incredible case study that you might know about, Sandy, for the product Febreze. And
please, Brian.
You know this whole story, don't you?
Go for it, guys.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. Yeah, go ahead.
Do it. This is great.
So Febreze was actually one of these products that was totally transformational. In other words, when they figured out how to create this certain chemical compound that literally removed odor from the air, it was a big freaking deal. I mean, it was like the scientific community couldn't get over it. They thought that it was going to be the biggest breakthrough in product sales for their company ever. But when they started testing it, no one would buy it. 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 And it took a marketing genius that they hired to come in, and he added smell. And like this, a company went from zero and having spent millions and millions on R&D, and literally overnight when they added smell, it's now a multi-billion dollar company and the whole world now knows Febreze.
Well, and if you see the ads and the commercials, the person's like walking into the room and they're just spraying it all. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be on my mic and I'm like going back, like spraying it all around. And I'm just like, now that I know what I know, I'm like, oh, the commercials. And they're supposed to be these soothing, beautiful, like bring it in. I'm like, oh my gosh, I start losing
because
it.
Here's what happened. When you go like this without a scent, there's no brain relationship that says it's clean. But if you watch closely, what happens is you spritz and then you'll see someone go, now it's clean. And so...
oh my gosh, it's so scary.
How can we make this transition, Sandy, to the good world? How can we take that what we know scientifically and bring it over to... you know, using an essential oil shampoo or using an essential oil diffuser in the living room, where we go, now I'm in a healthy place. Now my home is clean. Let's have that conversation.
I'm going to back up just a little bit, Brian, about that. And here's a little history. I felt the same about my house not being clean, but what my go-to was bleach. And I did bleach from probably 10 years old until probably near 60 years old. And that's why I have the lung damage that I have today. Nothing more than cleaning. And for 27 years, I had pneumonia. And it was because my lungs are shot from cleaning. And it wasn't until Breathe came along and I took it in because it was relaxing, did it open up my airways finally. And I've not had pneumonia since, literally in the last 9 years, by fluke. But that's the damage that cleaning products have done to me personally, upper respiratory. So I say take one thing at a time, or even one room at a time. We do not want to make it break your pocket. We want you to, before you even wake up the kids in the morning to go to school, put the diffuser on in the kitchen and have the kids as they come into the kitchen to have that warm, loving feeling, smell that you want to be nurture them. And the same with bedtime, 20 to 30 minutes before they go to bed, find out what works best for them and have that diffusing in their rooms before. And they're going to be looking forward at nighttime to be going in there and relaxing and decompressing and really calming their mind by just little tiny things like diffusing. And then you can get into the toxic kind of things. But diffusing will help everyone, even your pets. Yes, there's a lot of articles out there. I just forwarded one before I came on air today that she said, everything that I'm reading, you can't diffuse with pets. That's correct when you're using the oils that don't have any essential oils in them. They're just synthetics. You don't want to have those for your pets, as you don't any cleaning supplies or stuff on your carpet. That's all absorbed through the paws of the pets. So it's really safe for everyone in your home. And I would definitely.
So is there an oil that you can put on kids' feet before they go to school for, I don't want to say a better day, but there's something, is it peppermint oil or?
I would do it based on the age of the kids, even little ones. There's a children's kit, but I would look at more things like Balance, Adaptive, and again, it depends on the age.
Okay.
But anything on the energy runs left to right, so put it on the bottom of their left foot. So put a little drop on their heart. You know, massage it in there. You connecting to them and touching their feet or rubbing it over their heart is huge as well.
We have a magical elf in the studio today, and she just wrote down Intune. Is that an oil you'd also recommend?
Intune is great. You know how kids are look like squirrel, and they call it like, I don't want to use the term like ADD or something, but when you're easily distracted, even as adults, and we have a whole lot going on, Intune on both temples, behind both ears, behind your neck, helps you to stay focused as well as rosemary. But Intune should be one that the kids are wearing to keep on track with their teachers and assignments and other things. But absolutely, instead of, again, medications.
Okay, I just wrote a note by Intune. I could be a little case study.
Would love it.
Awesome. So Rooted is, so you're having the oils. What got you involved with Rooted? Because I know that's your root, I'm sorry, Rooted Holistic Health and Wellness. You are growing and you're, now do you call them conferences? Do you call them fairs? Do you call them gatherings? What do you call them?
Wellness fairs.
Wellness fairs. Okay. So you're also live. You're doing in-person live wellness fairs. Tell me a little bit about the experience when they go to a Rooted Holistic Health and Wellness. See, I'm not just summarizing. I'm actually doing the proper name. What is someone to experience when they come to a Rooted wellness fair?
I'm just going to share a little bit. Last weekend we were in Stevens Point. This week we're going to Green Bay. The following weekend in Superior. And then on June 18th, we're going to be in Hudson, Wisconsin. And we've got 10 of them booked for this fall. So for instance, the doors open at 10 o'clock on Saturday, but the first 25 in line, sometimes they're lining up about hour and a half before getting their card. And what that card does is allow them to get a goodie bag. So if I've got 30 or 35 vendors, they get goodies from 30 or 35 vendors. They're waiting for that. They can come in line, get their wristband, pay, get their card and leave and go have breakfast or whatever. But when they come back, they want to be one of those first 25. They go around and visit the vendors. The gallery starts at 11.
So, Sandy, what's a gallery? So
the gallery is a group of folks, like-minded, again, that go in. And our psychic reading, a mediumship, is out there to read a large group of folks. And what some of them have been doing is even going by family groups and doing them together. But everybody comes in. And in many times, not all, the mediums will read the entire groups of folks from the past that comes to leave a message or whatever it might be. So that's at 11. And then at 12:30, we have 4 afternoon educational sessions. They run anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes. The folks pay $5 to get in, but all the education other than the gallery is free.
And what kind of educational sessions do you have during the day?
We have different vendors that present. Like I said, mine is 12:30 Saturday on what stress, depression, and anxiety, the impact on sleep. But we have holistic folks. We've got gallery folks that are speaking during those times. We also have a nurse that speaks about wellness using natural products, but Reiki practitioners, faith-based, but so a wide variety of different modalities.
And what kind of vendors do you have at the vendor fair? So I know you walk in and there's just a whole bunch of different vendors. So you walk in and you can either go one direction for the gallery and the educational sessions, and it's laid out beautifully, and then to go into the vendor fair. So what kind of vendors would someone experience if they were curious about exploring one of your wellness fairs?
Absolutely. Both from mediumship to, like I said, Reiki. There is a lot of crystals and stones. There's homemade jewelry with stones. There's a chakra type education. There's been a lot of scanning being done, laying on different beds with different lights. And we probably have 5 to 6 different beds set up using different modalities, not just Reiki, some massage therapy, but also other just healing touch being done. So there's a wide range, chiropractors, faith-based, coaching, almost everything from soup to nuts. And I have some folks that come in at 10, and when we close up at 5, they're still there.
Oh, absolutely. So, well, and seeing an uptick in animal communicators, that's also really, 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 really interesting as well. And like you said, the crystals and the jewelry. I mean, there's tarot card reading. I mean, there's just so many different. What I would encourage people as they're listening to this, if you're curious at all, your wellness fairs are very safe. And it's a really great way to go to like a buffet line and go, ooh, I want to try that and I want to try that. And it's for you to have that beautiful sampling. And then it opens the door to go deeper. But it also that if you're like, oh, that's really not for me. Okay, I'm going to leave. You're able to have that really, really an experience in a clean, safe way, because it's a lot of different things going on. When you tie the crystals and you tie the energy work, and there's a lot going on in those rooms, and you really are really good at that, creating that space.
The energy level is truly unbelievable. We have people that have to step out. It is so high and so positive that everybody comes regardless of what frame of mind they come in. It's usually adjusted. As you get in there and feel all the energy from all the vendors, it's been an amazing journey, and we're excited to be on the road again on Saturday.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Sandy, we lit this up. I mean, like I can't believe it's already been 48 minutes of time together. How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to rootedholisticfairs.com. I'll meet the family. It's family based. My husband and I and our adult daughter that run it. All the upcoming fairs are listed on there. I'm going to give you my phone number, 715-832-2775. Text me, call me, email me. I usually have hours from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Would love to help anybody anytime.
That's fantastic. Brian, what do you think?
I think we've had an incredible gateway into the world of health and wellness through Sandy's brilliance. Just remember, everyone, her life was on the line, and she took it upon herself to make shifts and changes in her own world so that she can be in service to yours. Thank you, Sandy, for your brilliance. Thank you for creating an opportunity for people to engage in their own journey of health and wellness discovery. We are the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian.
And I'm Kelly.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.